Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. Jason Kelce will be out in a second. Needless to say, the phone lines have been a bit undependable this morning for some reason now. Yeah. But I want you to hear something first anyway, because I don't want to be accused of making inappropriate remarks. All right, so Al, Jason Kelce goes out. The Kelces, he and Travis, his brother, have a great podcast.
Yeah.
And they go on it, and he was referring to something Darius Slay said a couple of weeks ago about they have Batman on the team. And here's what Slay said.
We got three Batmans on the team, but we got one swole, one skinny, one fast.
You got one swole, Al, that's AJ. You got one skinny, that's Devontae. Mm-hmm. And one fast, that's Quest.
Quest,
right?
Yeah.
Well, then Jason's there with his brother, and then Jason says he wants status among the Batman too. Here's what he said.
That's grade A stuff from my man Slay.
So what about Fat
Batman? Now,
are you ever going to be able to wear the cape?
Listen,
are you Fat Man? Batman?
If we score on a screen, I'm getting that cape and I'm being Fat Batman. I promise you that.
All right, that on the line. Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, Fat Batman, because he's going to do that. Mm. The great Jason Kelce. Hi, Jace.
Angela, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. I got to tell you, that podcast, you have a ball with that, don't you, with your brother?
Oh, yeah. It's been a blast. It's we're having a lot of fun right now. I mean, I think during the season and everything, with everything going on, Trav and I a lot of times don't get to keep in touch. And to be able to sit down once a week and goof around, talk about each other's lives, it's been a lot of fun so far.
And is it true, Jason, that you are also proposing the Pro Bowl is going to change now? It's going to be a lot of talent, skill things. And you would like there to be a hot dog eating contest at the Pro Bowl. Is that right, Jace?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great idea. I think it would be a lot of fun to watch, too. I mean, I love that the Pro Bowl is switching up this entire lineup. You know, I just hope it doesn't turn into exclusively football things. I think there's a lot of opportunities here to make it fun and entertaining. And I'm sure, I think the Manning brothers are like running all the activities and whatnot. I'm sure they'll have some fun stuff dialed up. But I think this is actually going to be more enjoyable to watch for the fans. I always loved watching the old school stuff in Honolulu when they were doing more like competition-based things. So I think it's a great idea, and I'm all for it.
Hey, Jay, we've been talking about how the culture on the Phillies hasn't been really conducive to success the last few years, but I get the sense that the vibe on your team right now is phenomenal and that you have a hand in that. Do you help to create a fun culture? Is that part of what you feel you need to do as a veteran?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we all do. You know, I think we've had the Eagles have been a really, really good organization for a long time. And, you know, we've had down years, of course, but, you know, I, in a lot of ways, inherited the culture that was there before me. And it's part my job to continue to push that thing in the right direction and to continue to, you know, come to work with an effort to get better every day and be professional, but also have fun and enjoy your teammates. And, you know, I think, I don't know where that started in Philadelphia, but we've had that for a long time. And I think credit to the Eagles. I think they do a good job of, even when there's turnover, they're keeping semblances of that culture intact, and that's hard. You know, when you're hiring new head coaches, new coaching regimes, when you're cutting players, when you're signing new players, drafting new players, it's really not easy to maintain a level of camaraderie in a locker room over the span that, you know, Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman have done here. So I really do think they do somehow they do a good job. And obviously we have great guys in the locker room. We have great teammates. I would say we have a good vibe going right now, but we obviously know we still got to keep working.
Here's the thing though. I mean, you can even change coaches and keep a good vibe going. You're going to look over the other sideline and see Doug Peterson. Tell us what kind of a coach he was for you when he was here.
So Doug was awesome, man. I think the biggest thing that I really loved about Doug was he really empowered his players. He was a guy that, you know, really emphasized the importance of the individual, the importance of each guy doing their job, and not just that, but listening to those players and taking in those players' feedbacks. And, you know, when you're asking a player what he thinks or anything like that, that's going to make the player more invested and more feel more valued. And, you know, we had a veteran team that really was conducive for that. But I think one of the things that I really feel like that whole, you know, teams, all the teams really with Doug, I felt like the players really had ownership of that thing. And they were fun teams. They were fun, you know, cultures to be around. I mean, what coach, I don't know many coaches on fourth down in the Super Bowl, but Nick Foles comes up to him and asks him to run a trick play. You're like, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. You know, that was kind of who he was. And that was one of his biggest strengths. And I really appreciate Doug for being that guy when he was here. And you see it already happening in Jacksonville. I mean, these guys are playing unbelievable football right now. This team is good. The defense is solid. Mike Caldwell's got those guys running around playing hard. You know, Press Taylor and Doug on offense, they're really starting to click. And, you know, you're already seeing that transformation happen in Jacksonville. So, you know, I'm really happy that he's having success and he's head coach again. And I'm looking forward to battling against him this week.
Now, we've been talking about how the Phillies are having a hard time in the big pressure moments. You guys are 9-1, and the MVP of the league goes down in 17, Jason. And you guys didn't flinch. How did that happen? How did you overcome losing the best player in the game that year and still win a Super Bowl?
Well, you know, we had a lot of other really good players and a really good team. I think we had coaches that adjusted really well. I remember when Nick first went in, you know, it was a little bit of it wasn't the – you know, we struggled in those first two games a little bit offensively, understandably. But I think after that, the coaches really embraced plays that were conducive for Nick and ways to make sure that he was comfortable and confident. And, you know, Nick Foles is a good quarterback. You know, he's been a good quarterback in this league. And he had been a good quarterback with the Eagles. So we all firmly believe that as long as we can give Nick time as an offensive line, which I think our offensive line that year was – one of the best, and the weapons we had out on the perimeter, that our offense could still function, and our defense was really good that year. So we really thought and believed that, you know, we could still win the whole thing. We could still be the best team. And to credit to everybody, really. I mean, I don't know if there's any one thing to point your finger at, but I think, you know, we had a lot of veteran players. We had a lot of guys that had been around other teams, and there was something special about that team from training camp moving forward. I mean, you just kind of felt that, and it operated that way.
Single greatest accomplishment in Philadelphia sports history, in my estimation. One last thing, Jason. I get linemen supposedly like this. I don't know, man. I got to find out if you do. There could be very wet conditions Sunday if this Ian hits at the wrong time. Do you like a sloppy turf? How do you feel about getting down in the mud all day?
I'm fine with mud. I'm not a huge fan of the ball being wet. I don't think anybody is. But you know what? Everybody's going to be stuck in the same conditions. And I don't know what it is. We've always found a way to persevere through those conditions. I remember the snowball going in, out for warm-ups, nothing being down there, then all of a sudden going out for the game and there being, you know, 6 inches on the ground. So I think, you know, we'll be ready, I'm sure, for no matter what happens. That's one of the beautiful things about football is you have to play the conditions. It's not like baseball where if it rains, they stop it. You know, it's, you know, in football, you got to handle what's out there. And part of the game, so I enjoy it.
Well, get your cape ready, Jason, because I have a feeling we're going 4-0 and you're going to make the debut of Fat Batman. Have a great day, man. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Angelo.
Jason Kelce with some great insights into what's going on. And you know what, Al, he's humble about this, but the Phillies don't have him.
No, they don't have Jimmy Rollins.
They don't have a guy like that. And they don't have Jimmy Rollins, who was like that 10 years ago. And you have to have that.
You have to have it.
And I'm going to illustrate it to you now. Ava's got an update on the first question. And we got a second question coming up, too. This is jarring. This is almost news because the Phillies are still locked in right now to a wild card spot. And they do have a tiebreaker of the Brewers, who are a half a game behind them. What's the question, Ave?
Brought to you by Arm & Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit armandcadillac.com to view your selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Do you think the Phillies will make the playoffs? 76% say no.
Al, 3 out of 4.
Wow.
They're leading with 8 games to go.
Al made the flip.
You want an indictment, and you flipped earlier today, Al.
Yeah.
Al did a 180.
Yeah.
If you were after watching last night's game, if you asked the question, do you want them to make it, it would be the same.
We will have a new question for
that's
you
nasty.
Momentarily.
Yeah,
that's true.
Let me get up Dennis Vermont Laurel, because he's an expert on the Phillies. Hi, Dennis.
Radio man, first of all, I want to tell you that Dennis from Mount Laurel is still alive, so don't push me off the earth yet, okay?
All right, well, I wasn't sure. Sometimes I speculate about people's mortality because that gets them to call in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's why you do it.
And if they don't call in, I assume the worst.
So we got Aaron Nola, 4 runs in the last 2 games before the 6th inning. You know, that's an ERA of like over 5 in September in his last 2 games. He did what he did last year, and Bryce is batting like 190.
Well, here's the thing. So he gives up a 3-run bomb. And then his whole thing after the game was, it was just that one bad pitch.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's the difference, Jonesy. It's like the one bad play make in hockey, they score the goal, you lose the game.
Yeah. Take responsibility.
You got to take responsibility for that. He said,
yes.
I had thrown a great 3-1 pitch. I got him to 3-2, and then I threw the same pitch, but I didn't hit the location. Yeah. Well, then guess what happened? You lost.
100%.
Thank you, sir. How much does he make in a year?
Too much.
And by the way, Angelo, your boy Mad Mike predicted 9-8 for the Eagles this year, and Hurts wouldn't be a top 10 quarterback.
If you're trying to establish that Mad Mike is a smack ass, we have already done that. But thank you for the point. All right, Dennis, come on, baby. You want to go to this game in the NovaCare luxury box, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Give me an example of how you know you're getting older.
Depends doesn't mean maybe. It's an undergarment you're going to need.
You're going to need an adult diaper, Al. Put it down.
Depends.
And if you're wondering why I made an announcement earlier in the show, Al, I have been told I need a hearing aid.
Yeah.
Which and one? In a couple of weeks, I will have one.
That depends.
And, no, it doesn't. But it's, you know, I said to my wife, you married an old man.
What'd she say?
What? I didn't hear you.
It's the third time you told us this.
No, it's the first time I said it on the air.
No, you said it earlier.
I can't.
That's how you know you're getting old.
What? Senility, Rhea. You're supposed to protect
this
me.
This is not an uplifting show.
You know, while you are just acting the fool, I'm actually trying to type an update.
Sorry. Just letting you know. Some things never change. 215-592-9494. When we return, oh, my God, when we return, it's time to block out the noise.
Okay.
That's the message.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's have this week. All right, welcome back. If you're wondering what's coming up, a lot is coming up. In the next segment, Al, Bill Belichick, even with a losing record, remains a presumptuous, arrogant jackass.
Huh?
And you will enjoy his latest stuff.
Yeah.
He is a jerk. All right, that's right. Then at the top of the hour, we're doing a Throwback Thursday with arguably the finest commissioner in the history of wing ball on the day after the passing of one of our wing ball performers, Coolio.
Oh, yeah.
John Dorenbach.
Oh, yes.
And he's performing in this area this weekend. And I want to get Jonesy in on noise, Jonesy, because
yes.
We have often been called noise ourselves.
Correct.
All right? And we do make a lot of noise. But the theme this week of Nick Sirianni, now that the Eagles are 3-0 and the only undefeated team in the NFC, block out the noise. Don't listen to people saying how great you are.
Yes.
And here's an example of how far the prognosticators are going. This is Ryan Clark of ESPN gushing over the Birds.
If you're talking about this team, you're talking about the best football team in the NFC.
Mm.
And if you are having any early MVP conversations that do not include Jalen Hurts, you're actually not having the correct MVP conversation.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
That's how well this team is playing. That's how well this quarterback is playing.
So if you're watching that, right, Jones, you're starting to feel yourself a little bit?
No, I'd be worried about when things start to go wrong a little bit and how those guys are quickly going to turn their opinion around.
Oh, they will. They're really, these guys are useless.
Yes, they're flips.
They're just guys that are giving you the hot take in the moment because you're winning.
And in many cases, they're trolling, too.
They
want to go above and beyond because it makes it a lot more interesting when the fall happens.
That's why he works at the network level.
Genius.
They raise you up so the fall is more spectacular.
The best example I ever had, we had a guy named Andy Delmore that played for the Flyers my last season. He had a couple of really big playoff games. He scored in overtime the game before the 5-overtime night. He had the overtime winner, and he had a hat trick in one of the series as well. And I remember looking at him, and he was just hopping all over the place. And I said, somebody take the clippings away from that guy.
Wow.
Because he was reading everything. He was out of the league in about a year after that.
Holy
like he,
wow.
And it looked like his career was going to take off. So there is some extreme examples of people falling flat on their face.
All right, but Nick Sirianni yesterday was explaining how it's important that they focus on the next game and not worry about people saying how great they are.
When you're concerned about getting better every single day, it's and your sole focus is how do I get better? 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 It is easier to block out noise, whether that's people telling you how good you are or people telling you how bad you are.
And I'm going to tell you something, Ray. It's working. Working. Because this was actually tested. Nick doesn't even know this.
Really?
I'm revealing this to Nick right now. Because Nick, Al, he does this thing this year where he brings in tapes of great athletes.
Yes.
Right.
And he shows them to the team. He had Kobe last week. Week he had Tiger Woods. And here's Nick talking about that. Listen.
A clip that we showed today was of Tiger Woods and how when he was on the top, and this is what we showed in our team meeting.
Tiger Woods. So anyway, Al, then Jalen Hurts was asked about it. And Jalen Hurts proved he has blocked out all the noise, including his own coach.
Did you take anything from Nick's showing the Tiger Woods video and his messaging behind it?
Say it again?
I think Nick told us that he showed you guys a Tiger Woods video or something before during the team meeting today. I was wondering if you took anything from it and the messaging behind it.
I'm trying to see what I can't remember what exactly the video was about.
Okay.
A long day.
He has tuned it out.
No, he's so good.
This message that Sirianni has gotten, they're not even listening to him. They're listening to nobody.
Sirianni never really said exactly who he showed it to. He might have showed it to the coaches.
No, he said he showed Jalen it to the team.
Jalen did not see it. Jalen never saw it.
What was he doing? Was he on the
cell
phone?
He was in a different meeting for the quarterbacks, he was not at the meeting.
Jonesy, he was blocking out the noise.
No, he was not.
He was doing what he was instructed to do.
There's no chance.
They didn't show him that video.
He never saw the
video. This is not golf.
Yeah. I don't know. All I can do is work with what they give.
Oh no, it's great, and I love the question by the reporter.
Well, at least he didn't try to step, or he just told the truth.
Yeah,
he does. He tends to.
But
do
he was
that.
Trying.
That
hard
was another
to,
meeting.
Yeah, I guarantee.
If they'd asked Wentz this, he would have gone. Well, let me tell you something.
Tiger could learn a thing or two from me.
Tiger. yes, I was overwhelmed by it. What again did he show us? I can't remember. Glenn's out of life from Center City. Hi, Glenn.
Uncle Ed, I am very depressed.
What are you depressed about, Glenn?
Let me tell you something. I paid the Fox Super 6, Terry Bradshaw's money.
Yeah.
I missed about one team, and that was the Raiders. That'd have been $500,000.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Now, I'm hearing a high-pitched squeal here. This is not my hearing aid. I have not gotten it yet. This is,
that's the Phillies backing into the playoffs.
Glenn, are you unhappy with the Phillies, even despite the fact you lost the money? Are you unhappy with the team?
You know, and, you know, I hate to agree with Howard Eskin, but he said if they don't hit home runs, they won't win.
Yeah.
And they do not have, they're not a fundamentally sound baseball team. Nope. If you had Gil good at the bat, hit a single, still second, get sacrificed to third. They will never get the fight. They can't manufacture runs like that. I don't understand that.
All right, help me with that. Brandon Marsh is a finesse player, an athlete. Al, he is a great center fielder with a large beard. All right? How did he never learn to bunt?
They don't do it anymore.
What do you mean they don't do it? He was asked to bunt last night and was unable to.
But if you don't do it, it's not. It's at the moment. You can practice all you want, but if you're never asked to do anything,
what do you get paid?
You're
for?
Asking them to do it in September. I mean, seriously, it's got to be on the player to take it upon themselves.
Remember how good when pitchers batted?
Tom Glavine
literally
thought it was his job
because that's what they did all year.
It's not a hard skill
because,
to learn.
Because when the pitcher sees it, he knows he doesn't know what he's doing. You know where he's going to throw it.
Yep.
Glenn, this is something, if you have pride in your career, you will learn how to do because you could help your team. No?
Yes, Segura got hurt trying to bunt because they don't know how to bunt. And if they make the playoffs and face the Cardinals, they're going to have their hands full because that team is fundamentally sound and they play great defense.
Glenn, forget about that. I don't think they're going there.
I
think they're doing a face plant, and I think this is like six straight years of this crap. And frankly, at this point, the city is going to lose faith in them.
Right, exactly. And let me make a quick Eagles point.
Yep.
I'm looking at the Eagles roster the other day. It's a lot of young guys. They're going to be set for a couple of years.
Yeah. No, that Howie has had a great, great run right now. He's really put together a beautiful team. Glenn, give me some way you know you're getting older.
When you lose, when you were younger, you can play basketball all day. Your energy level just drops down when you get older.
Now you lose energy. You don't have the same stamina you had when you were younger.
It's a really uplifting list here that we're putting together here.
All right, Rhea, I'm getting information here. What do we got?
This is a good thing. So, Jalen Hurts named NFC Offensive Player of the Month.
Of the month.
Block it out.
Block that, Rhea. Don't.
That's noise.
We just said don't do the noise thing. You gave him noise.
I'm in the newsroom.
All right,
this is
fine.
What I do.
I get out.
All right,
I block
it.
Out your noise.
I'll bet you. Wait a minute. People are going to get the wrong impression there.
Excuse me?
I'm not like. Jerry's up next from Wilmington. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Jerry, hey, how are you today?
I'm pretty good, but, you know, I know we're concentrating on all the superstars, but maybe because I'm vertically challenged.
Yeah.
I hope this guy, Kobe, makes it through the season. If Rager had his heart, he'd still be on the team.
No, I'm starting believe it or not, Jerry, I'm steering away from how bad Rager was. Because Covey sucks, too. And now they want to put Devontae Smith back there to give that team a spark. You know what that tells me?
Desperate.
They don't have any answers on special teams because their coach, Michael Clay, is not doing the job. They got a problem with that coordinator. And it's time we start paying attention to that. They never make a play. Jonesy, they never make a play. No one ever gets a good return. They can't stop the other guys. There's no blocking. They're coming right in on you.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Yeah, it's just not all the return guys. It is a bad system out there. No doubt.
That is coaching.
It is.
It's coaching.
It is. They got to figure it out.
Jerry, you're short. Are you also old?
Oh. Well, you know that. You've seen me. Yeah.
For the benefit of the audience, do you consider yourself a codger?
What'd you say?
That's a word that you'd only have
do
to
you
be a...
consider
the
yourself...
The answer is yes. He can't hear anything you're saying.
All right. Oh. Jerry, how can you tell you're getting older?
Al, does he have the list? Can he go over the list real quick?
I know what it is for Jerry. You enter every contest that there is.
Uh-huh.
Right, go ahead, Al. I don't like doing this because Al stumbles. Al, try to do this.
Yeah, your energy level drops. You need depends. You listen to WIP. You apply for Medicare. You have to take a bath after a bike ride. You are lactose intolerant. You need reading glasses. The athletes that you know are dying. That's pretty cool.
That's a good one.
Your knees creak, and
you have erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, say Ed, Al.
Jerry, what do you got?
All of it.
I forgot what. Jonesy, you're not too far off.
Oh, no. Jerry, you have all of that stuff?
You're in the lead, Jerry.
Even the depends?
The only one I haven't heard is, wait a minute, I forgot why I called in and what the prize was.
Exactly.
All right,
there
good
you go.
One. Memory issues, Al. Put down memory issues.
I forgot.
I'm not going to forget this call.
Do you think anyone actually has all of that? Because that would not be good.
Yeah, that's what you have to look forward to, buddy. Keep working.
Right. I got a hearing aid, Pampers.
Pampers?
It depends.
I hope not.
215.
I can guarantee you the show is not going to the Radio Hall of Fame.
215-592-9494. When we return, Bill Belichick, Al, even though his team is a loser now, continues to be an awful person. You will hear him handle questions about the health status of his quarterback. That should be fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That's next. 841. You know, we take a lot of calls, but we get a lot of votes in these internet polls, and we learn a lot. And what we have learned this morning is the city has already bailed on the Phillies. Ava, do we have a final read on our first question of the day?
We do, and it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season at Armin Chevrolet. Get $1,000 of accessories on select new Silverados and Colorados. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Do you think the Phillies will make the playoffs? 76% say no, they do not.
They don't think so. And they are leading right now in the race.
Yeah.
So let's go to question two just to make sure we all are ready for Sunday.
Yeah, on the same page. How will fans greet former Eagles coach Doug Peterson on Sunday at the link? Cheers. Boos. Mixed.
Now, he himself is on the record saying he's not sure. I am sure. Cheers. No, but not one boo. All cheers. Jonesy.
100% cheers.
Al.
Oh, 100% cheers.
Rhea Hughes.
82.7.
That's mixed. Then your answer is mixed.
That's not mixed.
You're going there.
Yes.
You will cheer him.
Of course I will.
And will the entire NovaCare box cheer him?
Yeah, my question will be, will they put him up on the Jumbotron to invite the cheers?
Yes. They will.
That's what I think they should do.
They will for sure.
That's not enough.
It's a tribute.
I want a little package.
Yeah, they will. Yeah,
I would like a package.
What do you mean?
I would like a video package.
What the hell kind of package are you doing for a coach?
Well, just show some
sign. Hi, here's me with my chart,
Rhea,
and my reading glasses.
Hold on. They'll do it.
You watch that.
They will
You're
do it.
You're going to be apologizing to me on Monday.
They're
going to have a Doug package.
I'm going to need a video
of
the coach.
Jonesy, just a tiny package.
Yes.
You know, maybe 30 seconds, but a little package.
Yep.
Right?
Yes. You know a little bit about it.
Sometimes.
You're well schooled in that.
Columbia,
right,
I wonder.
Let me get to this other thing, because this. Al, when you're riding high, you can pretty much do what you want, especially in the NFL.
Yeah, young.
When your team stinks, and people are wondering just how bright you actually were during a 6-championship run.
Yeah.
Like Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I don't think it's proper for you to be a jerk. Now, I'm going to ask you. You were part of the Boston media many years ago.
Yeah.
If you were assigned to go to Bill Belichick's news conference yesterday,
and
there were doubts about the health of the starting quarterback, would that not be the most important question to answer?
Yeah, he might not be Brady, but he's your starting quarterback.
You got
to know if he can play.
You're holding a media availability. The fans want to know if Mac Jones, your quarterback, is going to be available to play on Sunday.
Of course.
So he starts it by saying it's day by day. All right?
Day by day?
And he uses the term
I've never
day by
heard
day.
That.
And then now the media goes, well, that doesn't really answer the question. We need more information. And listen to what happened next.
Day by day is getting better. See how it goes. Day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like, I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What do the medical experts on staff say?
Day by day. We'll evaluate him. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI? Like, that's not my job. So.
Yeah, but it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day.
That's amazing.
What you are hearing is an utter disrespect
for
the fan base of the National Football
League. The follow-up from the one reporter I liked, well, you know, what are the doctors on staff? Can we talk to them?
Day by day. No, they don't make them available.
No.
Oh, no.
What do I look like, a doctor? I got to read the MRI?
So you didn't like Andy Reid, and I get it for all the reasons, but you know what Andy would do for a serious injury? He made Rick Burkholder available.
He would do that. Because Rick Burkholder made himself available. Rick Burkholder was a guy who believed in information.
Straight A class guy.
It wasn't because Andy Reid was dying to edify the
fans.
Yeah,
but if Andy didn't want to make him available, he wouldn't.
Great. Andy's the greatest thing
I didn't say that.
Don't you ever use Reid as a positive example of being forthright.
I'll use him any way I want.
He's the biggest liar this city ever had.
There we go.
Ever.
I put the cooter in now.
History. No one's ever lied more per capita than Andy Reid.
Per capita?
And I'm not even sure what per capita means in that context.
Day by day is getting better.
Day by day.
Day by day.
I find it funny.
I know you do, but only because of the crustiness of the
smug
response.
Yeah.
The smug, sick, demoted, screw you attitude.
I do enjoy it, too.
Do you realize that Bill Belichick is wealthy today because of that game he coaches in? Do you realize fan interest in it is what has fueled the money in his pocket?
I thought he invented the game, didn't he?
But he's become a cartoon.
Hate him. Hate him, hate him, hate him. Oh,
he's going to go. He's going to lose so many games
more
this year.
Hate him.
Who do you hate more?
Who? Oh, no, Reid.
Oh, really?
Not even close.
If you said Reid or Satan, I'd have to think it over.
This is my next choice.
Pat is on the line. Hi, Pat.
Day by day.
Hello, Pat.
Yeah, hi, Angelo.
Pat, you riding high right now with the birds, my friend?
Yeah, with the birds. I think they're going to win very easily.
Yeah.
I really do.
I'm not sure yet. I've been mulling this one. This one I don't have a good read for like the last couple.
I just think they lost
to
Washington.
You had to win the first four.
Here's the problem I got, Pat. I'm not sure what the weather conditions are going to be. Now, Jason Kelce did not seem concerned because he likes playing on the wet surface.
30% chance around 2 p.m.
All right. See, Pat, the problem is, and I don't want to jinx this, but the Eagles have been great at protecting the ball through three games.
And what have they also been doing? Getting off to fast starts.
Yes.
Score all those points in that hour window and then...
Oh. So, yeah, you're right, Pat. If we get a fast start and don't turn the ball over... The Eagles are going to win easily. You're right. If not, I'm not sure. I'm still thinking about it. But you're feeling great about going 4-0. Is that correct?
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I really am. With Doug, I love Doug. But I'm trying to remember when Andy came back what we did.
He said that they gave a big ovation. Yeah, I actually got Doug remembering that. And here is what Doug had to say about
it. I remember back when I was with the Chiefs and Coach Reid, we came back and he got a standing ovation. So hopefully it's in that realm. But
yeah, let me say this, Pat. If they were standing for Reid, who won nothing here, nothing, that they should give a triple ovation for Doug Peterson because he did the impossible and won us the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but. Andy built us, I think.
Oh, give me a break, will you, please?
I mean,
what did he build you? What did he build you? Well, look at your figures. You see any rings there, Pat? What did he build you? He built you futility. He built you failure in the biggest game. He choked in the only Super Bowl. What the hell is up your head?
What up your head?
I had my season tickets, and we were beating Dallas's butt.
All right, Pat, give me something that tells you you're getting old.
Put something up your head.
I edited myself. You know what I wanted to say. You know what I was trying to say. Pat, go ahead.
Yeah, you didn't want the answer.
I was getting old when Harry Callis died.
We already got that.
This has been one of your more uplifting contests.
I can't even.
I hesitate. When John Johnson came up with it.
John Johnson, that's all you need to know.
John Johnson said, oh, my God, you're getting a hearing aid? You got to do a contest on what people think. It tells you you're getting older, right? And then he had to go to the bathroom, which indicated I knew what his problem was. Let's go to Alex now. Hi, Alex. Good morning. Alex, are you there? Alex is not there. I will try Brian in Pottstown. Hi, Bri.
Hi, Rhea.
Hello.
Oh, this is the pothead.
Good morning, guys.
Brian, have you smoked pot this morning yet?
What was Belichick saying over and over again?
Day by day.
Yep, day by
day. That's a yes.
That's a yes. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with it because it's now legal in Jersey.
Well, he's in Pottstown.
I know. That's,
that's where it was invented.
It's legal close, there, too,
close enough, Al. It's where it was invented. It's Pottstown. Ryan, what do you think of the Phillies?
I think that no one cares. I don't. So, you know, no one cares. They don't care.
Do you think
so they're not gonna make the playoffs, and I don't care.
Does the apathy have anything to do with the fact that you smoke a lot of pot?
No. That has nothing to do with it. It's okay. Just the fact.
All right, because you seem kind of laid back.
No one cares.
Okay, fair enough. Then let's not talk about him. Tell me how you can tell you're getting older.
Okay, Al and Rhea can relate to this, but as a man, when you have to sit down and take a tucker, you know you're getting old.
What? Sit down when you go potty.
All right. Peace sitting. Right, yeah. Brian? That's what you're saying.
Gosh, I can't wait to get more of these.
It's a lot less disruptive.
We may have to throw a challenge flag
a one,
here.
No challenge flag.
All old men should
frankly,
sit down.
What? Most guys do not sit down.
But
I don't
we
know what
do
he's
have,
talking
like,
about.
Some fun ones that
they
don't
miss
involve
a
your body.
Yeah. You know, Rhea, that's
like,
a valid point.
I'll give you one because no one's going to come up with it. I know I'm getting old because my son's almost as tall as me.
There it is.
And I remember when he was like knee high.
Why does everything have to be in the bathroom?
Because Jonesy's here.
That must be what it is, Jonesy.
Have some creativity.
That's a good answer. He sits down.
Jonesy, it's not.
That's good. I think so.
All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, on the line with us is our good friend, Big Roop. Hi, Big Roop.
All
right, Big Roop, couple of things. You think the Phillies are choking?
Well, one, you know, y'all had him as a guest. I want to say rest in power to Coolio, you know, hip-hop legend.
Oh, yeah. He was that theme song for what, Kellen yep. and...
Do you remember when Coolio came to our wing ballroom?
Yeah, I was there. I was kicking it with him. Man, you know, I met him previously in L.A., you know what I mean? And then him and Ice Cube, they grew up together, and we was hanging out.
Why did these people die so young, Rube?
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, especially with that lifestyle, that's, you know what I mean, it's hard on you, you know what I mean? Like, people always think because they're in the lights that everybody's smiling, but, you know, a human's just like us.
You see, the lifestyle impacts you on the back end, correct?
Oh, no doubt. No
that's
doubt.
What the problem is. Al, he was 59 when he passed away, and he was a charming man. And I'm hoping to get Spike Eskin on tomorrow because Spike cut off his microphone.
Yeah.
He was up there doing a song, and some of the verbiage, Rube, was inappropriate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I was right there with y'all.
But he had said to Spike Eskin that he wouldn't use those words, but then he did.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's a...
And then he was rapping into a dead microphone.
It was unbelievable.
And it was bad. I don't know what happened after that between Spike and Coolio, but I don't think it was positive.
Spike was not happy. I don't care. Turn it off.
Yeah, Spike was dynamic in that sequence. All right, Rube, did you ever meet Doug Peterson?
Yeah, we was on. So, you know, after the Super Bowl, they had a big thing for him at the I forgot the name of it, but it's like a real exclusive club on the corner of 13th and Walnut.
Right.
So I'm around there. And
the Union League.
Was it?
The Union League.
No, it's the one right there on the corner, 13th and Walnut. All the presidents go there and everything.
Oh,
but
wow.
Anyway, they had a big thing for them, and all the players was coming. They was getting out the cars, and it was crazy. So I'm sitting in that sand pan. And him and Big Don was like, Big Rube. And everybody, all the Don is like, who is this guy? Doug Peterson yelling across the street for him.
Do you think more highly of him or Andy Reid?
Oh, Doug. I mean, he bought the city. I mean, like, at the end of the day, no, I'm not a diehard Eagles fan, but I'm a Philadelphia fan. And, you know, what he did for the city, like, that's undoubtedly, that's forever lasting, and that was the first one. And most people, everybody went around in 1960 to see the last one. So, yeah, that was, I mean, no hands down.
Big Rube is the man. I need chicken today.
Well, right now it's crazy. I'm frying up 400 pounds of chicken for a catering job this afternoon in Jersey. But I'll be open when I get back to Pitcher's Pub and Manioc on Main Street and pick up the Inquirer, the print. I'm in the print today, my chef residency at Volver.
Oh, all you're doing is killing it, bro.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.